Hello and welcome to the Self Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a therapist and life coach, and I am here to help you navigate your way to self love. You will learn more about your mind and your emotions, why you maybe don't have self love, and how you can get more of it in your life. Before I begin today's episode, I would just like to warn you that there are some swear words or curse words being used in this podcast. So if you are around children, you may want to listen to this later. And if you are in public, you may want to pop your earphones in and listen to it privately. So today I am talking about fuck it energy and how to change your what if into fuck it, I'm doing it, I'm going to be brave, I'm going to be courageous, and I'm going to make change happen. I hear the words what if a lot in the therapy room. The what if I fail, what if I am not liked because of this. What if can hold you back hugely, but they're just the words of your fear. They're not actually real. What you're convincing yourself as the reason to not do something is often not the real reason. We use our what if as a shield, and it's that shield that we think protects us but actually holds us back from doing things that are actually well within our capability, well within our remit, well within our reach. And sometimes those what ifs are not audible to us. We can't hear ourselves say it. They're often buried deep in our subconscious based around experiences that we've had in the past. And those little things that all build up, or even big things over time, whether it's trauma, painful experience, words from people, they build up over time, and the what if shield gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But as we become adults, we are way more capable, and there's way more things that we can do than we give ourselves credit for. And there's way more things we can do outside of that what if. You know, what if I don't know, go and ask that person out on a date? We think of that shame, that feeling of embarrassment. What if they say no? That connects back to an experience that we've had before, right? Whether it be in the school playground, wherever it's been, where you felt ashamed for being essentially rejected is how your mind sees it at that point, but it isn't rejection. As an adult, we can take those little pieces of information and not call them rejection and not feel that shame. But what's blocking us is that experience that we've had in the past, that thing or those things that are stopping us from being fully present, fully in our adult self, and fully capable of making the changes. Your adult self, the centered, calm, reasonable person in your life, can see things how they should be seen. You know, is this safe? If I go and ask that person out and I get knocked back, is it okay for that to happen? Can I go after this new career, new job that I've been wanting to do for ages? Your adult self, your inner adult self, is this person who is reasonable and looks at risk and sees it for what it truly is. When your inner child or any versions of yourself that have gone previous to this are showing up in the room or showing up in your head at this point, this is where the what ifs come in. But what if, but what if, but what if? Because when you're a child, those what ifs are very real and they can feel very dangerous. If I get rejected as a child, if I've been rejected by an adult, by a teacher, by a peer, I feel like I've been cast out. I'm therefore, my life is in danger. That's exactly how I read it as a child, because as a child, you're very primal, you're learning, but you're reliant on other people to survive in the world. You'll often find with your wounded child comes your critical adult, right? Your critical inner parent. And it doesn't have to be the voice of your parent. It doesn't have to be how your parent behaved. But it's this inner critic that says, oh, you can't do that. You'll feel so ashamed. You're going to get rejected. This is going to happen. The inner critic, the inner critical parent figure really bonds well with the wounded child. And they start to make each other bigger, right? So the more wounded child is activated, the bigger this inner critical parent becomes. So what we're looking for is to bring this adult, reasonable self online. And a way of doing that is to, okay, go into your what if, you know, who is showing up right now? What is showing up? Who is showing up? Why are they showing up? And figure out ways of speaking to yourself that are actually nurturing and kind and reasonable. Right? Your secure inner child will be brought into your life via your nurturing inner parent. And once your inner child self feels settled, they can go offline and your inner adult comes back. Now, it might sound quite strange when I'm talking about all these different versions of ourselves. And it's not about having different personalities or different things living inside of you. It's just different energies that we connect to when we are going through certain things, right? And there's a lot of research around this. It's a proven theory. There's lots of books around it in terms of archetypes and the parts of us that are showing up at any given time. But I generally focus on those three, the inner parent, the inner child, and the inner adult, because they're the ones that show up the most. And it's the inner adult we really want to find a way to. When we're helping our, you know, our wounded self feel more secure, we can then allow those two elements of us to go offline. And what we're left with is the inner adult. What we're left with is the reality of the situation. And then that's where you find your courage. You find your courage from a place of faith. You find your courage from a place of, okay, if I go over and ask that person out on a date, they not be back, it might be a bit awkward, it might be a bit embarrassing, but I can still let that go. At least I was brave enough to go over. It doesn't mean anything about me. It could be any number of reasons why that person said no. It doesn't have to be solely about me not being good enough. It can be many, many things. And I can make a reasonable case for going over, right, to ask that person out. I use this as a very simple example of ways that our what ifs hold us back, because you know, you could be a person who is really wanting to manifest and find that true love, and you may see people throughout the day that really kind of get you interested, and you see them or you hear them talking and you really want to have a conversation, but your what ifs are holding you back. Now, that what if it becomes a fuck it, I'm going for it kind of moment, that what if could turn into something that you never dreamed of, right? That what if could turn into a conversation that leads to a coffee with that person or a date, or even if it's not your person, it might lead to who your person is, right? Because it's a step in that direction. It's a step towards confidence and courage of connection that allows you to get to that energy of who you want to be and who you want to attract in, right? As I said before, there's so many things that can pull us back down to our what if and have that shield up and bring that inner child energy out. And essentially, that's what needs the work, right? If you're listening to this and going, yeah, that's all well and good, Elaine, I've tried it. I've tried this and it doesn't work for me. I've done so many things so many times and I've gone back to not doing it again. This is going to be your sign, your proof that there's something deeper you need to work with here, that there's something in there that is causing that wounded version of you to show up, that is causing that inner critical version of you to show up instead of your reasonable adult. I really want to help you to channel your fuck it moments, right? Where you just go, I'm doing it, I'm going for it, and I'm okay with that. I know it's going to be okay. I know it's going to work out all right. And that's what I want for you, right? That's what I really, truly want for every one of you listening to this right now. There are some steps that you can absolutely take, right? There are some steps that you can absolutely take. And these steps are coming from a place of if everything feels okay, if you've done the healing or you've kind of moved through stuff or there's nothing really deeper, these are the steps that are going to be able to help you to move forward. So really it's about looking at, okay, what is it that I want to do? And what's the what if, right? What is the what if? What are those things that I'm using as a shield to stop me doing it? Look at your what if first. Then go to, okay, so how can I reason with that? How can I make that good, right? So if it's like, okay, I want to ask this person out on a date, and all your what ifs come up. What if I get rejected? What if I get embarrassed? Is it going to be awkward? Can you then bring about the reasoning, right? The reasonable adult. Well, you know, that could be a very temporary thing. But actually what it does is it builds up your confidence to do it again, okay? Reason with yourself. It's not about, you know, it's not about anything being wrong with me. I'm putting that in air quotes. Anything being wrong with me. There's a whole load of reasons why somebody might not want to go out on a date, and that's cool. So reason with yourself. Then it's about finding that energy that, okay, so if nothing is really stopping me, I've just got to take the deep breath and I've got to go. I've got to take the deep breath, shout fuck it, and do it, okay? Then you look at the self-reflection afterwards. If it works out, brilliant. If it doesn't work out, I'm telling you now it's working out because you did it. You had the confidence, you had the courage to move forward and go, I am doing something different with this situation. And even if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to let that stop me from doing it again. Because when I look back, that moment of kind of cringe, that moment of embarrassment, it passes. So even if it works out or not, you're going to feel that, but it will pass. And what if it passes and becomes something amazing that happens in your life? And what if it passes and that amazingness isn't with that person, but it's with somebody else? Because you're now embodying the energy of fuck it, right? I think you can hear how passionate I feel about this and how I really want you to find that energy. If you can't take those steps and you feel like something is really pulling you back and really tethering you, I would love to speak to you. I've got some free consultations available, no obligation. And you can find out how to book those in the show notes. It's simply send me an email and we'll start a conversation there. There's no obligation. Even if you send me an email, you can decide not to respond, whatever. Like, you can come out of this process whenever you like. But if there's something that's calling you, that's saying, I need to work on my deeper stuff because my what ifs are holding me back way too much, I want to hear from you. The free consultation is 20 to 30 minutes online on Zoom. And it is just a conversation. Like, okay, let's have a look. Let's pretend there's a big table in front of us both and lay out on the table what it is that you think is holding you back. and we'll look at it and we'll sift through it and we'll make a bit of sense of it. And then I'll tell you exactly how you might want to work with me. I work one-to-one, single session, a course of sessions. I work with therapy. I work with coaching. There's so many things that I can offer you in a different way to how anybody else works. And my client testimonies will also attest to that, right? That they've tried other things, but working with me was really, really different because I do see things differently. I'm very intuitive. I pick up on things. I pick up on energy. I pick up on words. So if this is really speaking to you, I urge you to get in touch. I urge you to just click the button in the show notes that says email and just email me and say, hey, I think I need your help. I can work with time zones, not a problem. As long as you've got access to internet and Zoom, we're good to go. So don't let any of those what ifs hold you back either. That, oh yeah, but what if I reach out and do you know what? Like most people have got a good idea about how much working with a therapist costs. You will have a good idea of that already. Don't let those little what ifs also show up with this, because this could be the difference between what is holding you back and what isn't. Wow. I hope you got as much out of that as I did. And I'm going to be talking a bit more on this topic throughout the rest of this season, the rest of this month and weeks ahead. And even if you don't want to work with me in any way, please feel free to reach out and let me know how this podcast has landed for you. Because I feel that this is quite a big subject and it's going to get deeper, and I want to take you along on the ride too. Thank you again for listening, and I look forward to being here again with you soon. Bye for now. Don't forget to follow, like, or subscribe to this podcast so you're always the first to know when the next episode is available for you. If you can leave a review, this will help more people find the podcast. And if you want to find out more ways of connecting with me, head to the show notes right now.